Please be seated.
我们一同打开希伯来书第九章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
今天我们念的是第十五节，一直念到二十二节。
From verse 15 to 22.
换到了我们一同开声来读，每一个人都出声读这一段的圣经。
Let us read it together.
希伯来书第九章第十五节到二十二节，一、二、三。为此，他做了新又的中保，既然受死，做了人在前又之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着应许永远的基业。凡有一命必须等到留一命的人死了，因为人死了一命才有功效，若是留一命尚在，那一命就还有用处吗？所以前又也不是不用血立的，因为摩西当日照着律法将各样诫命传给众百姓，就用朱红色、绒和牛膝草，把牛肚、山羊的血和水撒在树上，又撒在众百姓身上，说：按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。我们读经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们思想到，耶稣基督是借着永远的灵，把自己当作一个祭品献上给上帝。
Last week we spoke about how Jesus, through the eternal Spirit, gave up himself as an offering.
就当第十四节就成了全本圣经唯一的一处提到圣灵是永远的。
Verse 14 is the only place in the entire Bible that mentioned the Holy Spirit as eternal.
有许多信派的人或者许多不信派的人，当他解圣灵的时候，是解成是上帝的能力，是解成是上帝的一个原则而已。
There are many liberals when interpreting this verse only describe the Holy Spirit as the power of God or the principle of God.
耶稣基督很清楚地告诉我们，上帝在他升天之后要赐下另外一位的保惠师，永远与你们同在。
But Jesus clearly told the disciples that after his ascension, God will send another comforter to be with us forever.
所以圣灵是上帝三位体里面的另外一个位格，是第三个位格。
And so the Holy Spirit is the third person, is in the triune God.
虽然在约翰福音提到他要永远与信徒同在，
The Gospel of John says that he will be with us forever.
没有提到他本质是个永远的灵。
But it doesn't refer to his essence as an eternal spirit.
到希伯来书第九章第十四节的时候，
But Hebrews chapter 9:14
就提到他是永远的灵。
Tells us that he is the eternal spirit.
这是全本圣经内唯一的一处提到圣灵是永远的灵。
This is the only place in the Bible that mentioned the Spirit being eternal.
基督把自己献上的时候，
When Jesus Christ gave of himself,
借着永远的灵把自己献上。
He did it through the eternal Spirit.
这样献上的是基督呢，或者是圣灵呢？
And so what was given, was it Christ or the Spirit?
如果献上的是基督，
If Christ was given,
基督是献祭人。
And Christ was the one giving the offering.
献上的是圣灵。
But if the Spirit was offered,
圣灵是献祭人。
The Holy Spirit is the one giving the offering.
原来献祭的跟被献的跟祭司是三件不一样的事情。
The offering, the one giving the offering, and the priest are all three different things.
一个献祭的人，
a person who gave of the offering,
他是把这个祭品带到祭司那里去。
Brought the offering to the priest.
所以祭品是被带来的。
The offering is brought.
被献上的。
And given.
那么献祭的人自己不能把祭物放在祭坛上面。
The person giving the offering cannot put the offering themselves.
是祭司把祭物放在祭坛上面。
He does that through the priest.
这样祭物是被献的。
The offering is to be given.
献祭的人是把祭品带来的。
The person who gave the offering brought the offering.
祭司是把这个祭品放在祭坛上面。
The priest is the person that bring the offering onto the altar.
那么耶稣基督把自己献上这个意思是什么呢？
What does it mean when we say Jesus gave of himself?
耶稣基督是献祭人。
Jesus Christ is the person that gave of himself.
耶稣基督也是祭物。
He himself is the offering.
耶稣基督也是祭品。
He is also the offering.
他把自己献给上帝。
In other words, he gave of himself to God.
如同无瑕无疵的羔羊。
Like an unblemished lamb.
所以耶稣基督是祭品的本身。
Jesus Christ himself is also the offering.
耶稣基督把自己献给上帝。
He gave of himself to God.
所以他是献祭人。
He's also the one that gives.
那么在这件事情上，到底圣灵的这份是什么呢
？What then would the Holy Spirit do in this？
基督将自己借着永远的灵献给上帝。
Jesus Christ gave of himself through the eternal spirit to God.
好像圣灵是那个祭司来帮助耶稣基督把祭品献给上帝一样。
It's as if the Holy Spirit is the priest to help Jesus Christ give of the offering.
但是圣经又告诉我们耶稣基督是那大祭司。
But the Bible also tells us Jesus Christ is the high priest.
这里更隐藏着一个双重的一个这个重复的事情。
There is duality in all these things.
是耶稣基督把自己献给上帝的。
Jesus Christ gave of himself to God,
或者是圣灵把他献给上帝的。
Or was it the Holy Spirit that gave of Jesus?
耶稣基督借着永远的灵把自己献给上帝。
And Jesus, through the eternal spirit, gave of himself.
这个跟耶稣从死里复活的情形有一点一样的地方。
There are similarities between this and the resurrection.
因为基督从死里复活。
Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
因为生命在他，复活也在他。
Because he is the life and the resurrection.
所以人把他置于死地，他从死里面活过来的。
Although he was killed by man, he was resurrected.
但是彼得又说，你们将他交给不法的人，上帝叫他从死里活过来。
The apostle Peter, however, said, "You gave him to the evil man, but God resurrected him."
罗马书保罗又说，上帝借着圣灵使耶稣基督从死里复活。
In the book of Romans, the apostle Paul says, "Through the Holy Spirit, God resurrected Jesus Christ."
基督是自己复活呢，或者是上帝叫他复活，或者上帝借着圣灵使他复活呢
？The question then is that Jesus resurrected by himself through God or through the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们读经的时候会有一些混乱在里面。
Sometimes we get a bit confused.
那是因为我们在被造界中间去明白创造主，我们遇到一些的困难。
These are difficulties we face from a creature looking at the Creator.
相信耶稣基督是神，所以他自己可以从死人中间复活。
We believe Jesus to be God, and so by himself he could be resurrected.
所以他可以这样说：我曾死过，现已复活，而且活到永永远远。
And so he can proclaim that I was once dead, but now live and live forever.
怎么样？耶稣基督把自己献祭给上帝的时候
，In the same manner when Jesus Christ gave of himself，
他是献上他身体人性的这一部分，或者献上他神性永恒的那一部分呢
？Did he give of his humanity or his divinity？
当然，耶稣基督死的时候是以人的身份死，不是以神的身份死。
Of course, when Jesus died, he died as a human.
因为神是不能死的
，because God cannot die.
人的身体是有朽坏的可能，是可以死的。
The physical human body can decay and can die.
所以，如果基督以神性的身份替我们死，是绝对不可能。
It is not possible for Christ to die for us as God.
所以，基督要以神的身份道成肉身来做人，去掉人这个无罪的身体。
This is why Jesus is God incarnate as human flesh to take our part.
他取人的身体才有可能为人来死。
This is the only way he can die for us.
当耶稣基督把自己献上为祭的时候
，When Jesus gave of himself as an offering，
是绝对不是他的神性死成为祭品。
It would not be the case of his death of his humanity, his divinity.
但是你是人性的身体的部分献为祭作为祭品。
It means that he gave of his humanity as an offering.
所以他亲身担当了我们的罪债。
He took our sins upon himself.
他在肉身中为我们受苦。
He suffered for us in the flesh.
他在身体中间为我们成了赎罪祭。
With his physical body, he became the offering of atonement.
他成了被定罪的羔羊。
He became the lamb that was judged.
成了赎罪的祭品。
The offering of atonement.
这样他在肉身中间定了罪案。
In his physical body, he paid the price.
耶稣基督身体是暂时。
The flesh of Jesus is temporal.
耶稣道成肉身以后才取了人的身体。
He became human after he was incarnated.
祭品怎么可能成了永远的祭品呢
？How then can this offering be for eternity？
献祭的功效怎么成了永恒的功效呢
？How can the effect last forever？
所以他借着永远的灵把自己献上。
And so he gave of himself through the eternal spirit.
当你越思想的时候
，When I think about this，
你发现圣经的话语中间的精密度是到一个非常特殊的地位。
You will see the Bible being very precise in a very unique manner.
绝对不是世界文学的书。可以相比的。
It is not something that is comparable with works of men.
耶稣基督把自己有限的、暂时的这个身体呢，就是永远的灵献给上帝。
Jesus gave of his temporal body through the eternal spirit to God.
成就了赎罪 永恒功效的可能。
And this is why the atonement is forever.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果基督的祭品是暂时的。
If the offering of Christ was temporal.
它的功效是永恒的。
And the effect is eternal.
所以那是永恒的旨意在暂时的时间界里面所成全的美事。
It will be a thing that is accomplished by eternal will on temporal world.
是他在暂时中间成全的神在永恒中间所定的旨意。
It means that he accomplished the will that God has set in eternity on earth.
所以我们在加拉太书第一章第四节看到一句很重要的话。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 4 says,
基督按照上帝的旨意为我们舍己。
Jesus gave of himself in the will of God.
这样他的死不是罪的工价。
And so his death is not because of the wages of sin.
他的死是上帝的旨意。
His death is in the will of God.
或者我们更清楚的讲。
Or to be clearer.
全世界所有人的死都是罪的工价。
The death of all men in the world is because of sin.
唯一与罪的工价没有关系的死是耶稣基督的死。
The only exception is the death of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的死都是因为罪的工价而死。
All of us die because of sin.
只有耶稣基督的死是神的旨意，是他死的。
Only the death of Jesus Christ is in accordance to the will of God.
像我们的死跟我们的罪是直接发生了关系。
Our death has a direct relationship with our sin.
耶稣基督无罪，圣洁的救主，他跟死怎么会发生关系呢？
Jesus is the sinless Savior. How can he have a relationship with death?
这就是基督的死有代替性的可能。
This is why the death of Jesus can represent our sin.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
The death of Jesus Christ is a substitutive death. 是代替性的死。
His death is a substitutive death.
这是所有的宗教所不能了解的事情。
This is something all other faith cannot understand.
因为基督自己没有罪，而是代替我们这些罪人死的。
Jesus is sinless and as a substitute he died for us.
所以他的死与罪的工价是没有亲自个别的关系。
His death has no relationship with the wages of sin.
乃是罪在我们身上发动，使我们的生命变成死亡的这个能力，挪移在他的身上，在他的身上发动。
The effect of sin is transferred into his body.
为这个缘故，基督就不需要受到朽坏的这件事情。
And this is why Jesus need not go through decay.
这样诗篇第十六篇提到的话，就很有真正的意义在里面。
Psalm 16 gives us great significance.
你并不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You will not let your holy one see decay.
你也不把他的灵魂撇在于阴间。
You will also not leave his spirit in hell.
这样基督的死就脱离了朽坏的权能。
The death of Jesus enabled him to escape from decay.
而且胜过了阴间拘留他的权柄。
And he has victory over Hades.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我要与大家特别强调的就是这个暂时现象的地为什么产生永恒的果效呢？
I want to put emphasis today on the eternal effect of this temporal offering.
因为它是借着永远的灵把自己献给上帝。
It was so because it is done through the eternal spirit.
如同无瑕疵的羔羊把自己献给上帝。
Like an unblemished lamb.
所以基督的这个祭呢，就产生了永恒的果效。
The offering of Christ become eternal in its effect.
为这个缘故，在这里就提到永远、永远、永远的事情就出来了。
And here we see many terms referring to eternity.
我们在从第四十四节一直连读到第十五节。
We can read from verse 14.
我们一同开始来读第十四节，有一直连到第十五节。何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给上帝，他的血岂不更能洗净我们的心，除去你们的死性，使你们侍奉那什么永生的上帝吗？第十五节，为此他做了新又的中保，既然受死，除了人在前又之时所犯的罪，便叫蒙召的人得着所应许什么永远的产业。在这里，永远的灵、永生的上帝、永远的产业，就一而再、再而三的显现出来。
Here we see different phrases, the eternal spirit, the eternal ever-living God, and eternal inheritance.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么耶稣基督借着永远的灵把自己献给上帝。
Jesus gave of himself to God through the eternal spirit.
所以他救赎的祭的功劳就是永远的功劳。
The effect of his offering then is forever.
不但如此，
Not only that,
在第十五节告诉我们，
Verse 15 says,
他就这样做了这个永远的一个中保。
He becomes the mediator of a new covenant.
将来美事的大祭司。
And becomes a high priest for eternity.
他就做了新又的中保。
And becomes mediator of new covenant.
既然他受死赎了人的前右之时所犯的过度。所犯的过犯
He has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins.
这些证据就更特别了，为什么呢？因为
first is special.
他的死对旧约也有果效的。
It means that his death has effect in the Old Testament.
我再说这一句话也是全本圣经只有一次出现的，就在这十五节。
Verse 15 is also unique in the entire Bible.
所以这句话很重要。
This is important.
什么话呢？耶稣基督的死会救赎旧约的人的罪。
Verse 15 implies that the death of Jesus will save those who are in the Old Testament.
这怎么可能呢？
How is this possible?
表示的永恒性是不受时间限制。
It means the eternity of Christ is not constrained by time.
耶稣基督来了。
When Jesus came,
已经来了。
He is already here.
已经为我们死了。
He already died for us.
那么他的宝血洗净我们这些在他以后生在世界上的人，这个很容易明白的事情。
It is easy to understand that his blood then cleanses all those who come after him.
因为我们在他以后，
because we come after,
他曾经为我们死，
he died for us.
所以他的能力就临到我们的身上。
His power come to us.
但是，
however,
那些在耶稣基督没有来以前已经死掉的人怎么办？
What happens to those who died before Christ?
那些耶稣基督还没有上十字架以前已经跟旧约里犯了罪的人怎么办呢？
What about the sinners in Old Testament before the crucifixion?
所以当我们读就传福音的时候。
When we preach the gospel,
有时候遇到这样的困难。
Sometimes we have these difficulties.
所以基督徒给我们这样的挑战。
The non-Christians will say,
你说信耶稣才得救，你不必再跟我讲这个话了。
He said, you don't have to preach to me about Jesus Christ.
耶稣才两千年。
Jesus is about
那么耶稣以前的人怎么得救呢？
What about those before?
如果耶稣来了人才得救的话。
If salvation come after Jesus,
那么耶稣以前所有的人都灭亡了。
Does that mean all will perish before him?
怎么能救他们呢？
How can he save them?
其实你没有注意到圣经在这一节里面隐藏着一个奥秘是可以解答外邦人的事。
Actually, verse 15 has a mystery inside for this answer.
你们传福音的时候，
When you preach the gospel,
你们遇到一些人回答你问你一些问题呢？
Some people will ask and question you.
有时候他们的问题是很难答的。
Some of the questions are very difficult.
你就知道教外的人有许多比教内的人更聪明。
Then you know there are a lot more intelligent non-believers.
不同的地方是他们聪明但是不信，这里信但是不聪明。
The difference is that they do not believe.
所以当那些不信的人发问题的时候，
When the non-believers ask a question,
许多神学家都爬他的头，虽然没有羊。
Many theologians will be confused.
这是不容易回答的问题。
Because they are difficult questions.
对我个人来说，
But to me,
我感到圣经神完全交代清楚。
I'm sure the Bible has given us all the answers.
21岁开始，
When I was 21,
勇敢面对挑战。
Boldly, I met all the challenges.
叫听众把问题交上来。
I asked the audience to give me questions.
在十年的里面，
And then after all these years,
每一年我收到的问题大概是7000到10000题。
Every year I receive from 7,000 to 10,000 questions.
我一点不惧怕。
I'm not afraid of that.
所以我知道我不配。
Although I know I'm unworthy.
我知道我不够。
I also know I'm insufficient.
我要依靠上帝，把沿着信的答案提出来。
But by the strength of God, I gave them the answer from the general principle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
一个不接触非信主的人，
a person that doesn't have relationship with non-believers,
只在属灵的范围里面自己认为自己足够的人。
A person who thinks he's adequate spiritually within his own sphere.
他不但不能进步，
not only will he not progress,
更不能成为别人的祝福。
He cannot be the blessing for others.
但是当一个人经常接触那不信的人，从他们的口中听见反对基督教的话语，这样的人是有福气的。
A person is blessed if he's in contact with the non-believers and have to face their challenges.
因为你知道别人的需要在哪里。
Because you will know their needs.
你知道你的信仰面对的挑战是什么。
You will understand the challenges in their faith.
你知道别人的困难应当要怎么解决。
You will know how to solve their difficulties.
就从明白问题开始，谦卑寻求答案。
And because you try to understand the questions, you will have humility.
耶稣只有这两千年的事情。
Jesus was
around for 1,000 years.
What about the
past? 的人怎么样呢?
People of the past.
这里给我们清楚看到一个超越时代的永恒性，在基督的救赎之功能里面。
Verse 15 tells us the effect of Christ's salvation is beyond time.
所以这些圣经很宝贵。
This is a precious verse.
除了这些以外，几乎全本圣经没有这样简洁、这样清楚交代这件事情。
It is unique in that it is very concise and cannot be found in other passages.
所以这里说他做了新又的中保。
And here we see him as a mediator of a new covenant.
既然受死赎了人在前幼之时所犯的罪过。
He has died a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
旧约时代人的罪怎么得赦免呢？
How can the sins of the Old Testament believers be forgiven?
耶稣基督的死的赦免。
It is forgiven through the death of Christ.
你说耶稣那个时候没有来吗？
But you say Christ was not there.
耶稣还没有死吗？
He has not died yet.
耶稣还没有钉在十字架上。
He has not been crucified.
耶稣还没有流血。
He has not bled.
那么旧约的人的罪怎么可以靠着耶稣的宝血来洗净？
How can the sins of the Old Testament be cleansed by His blood?
这是可能的事情吗？
Is this possible?
这就是我们看到刚才前面的一节跟这一节是关联的重要性。
Here we see the importance and relationship between 14 and 15.
因为基督是借着永远的灵把自己献上。
He gave of himself through the eternal spirit.
这个祭物的功效是永远的功效。
The effect of this offering then is forever.
这个永远不是以后不停止的永远。
It is not something that will be forever in the future.
这个乃是超过时态的延续的一个永远。
But it transcends the continuation of time.
当我们提到永远的时候，
When we talk about eternity,
我们常常用最简单的解释去明白什么叫做永远。
We use the simplest understanding.
那么你说什么叫永远呢？
If you ask the question, what is eternity?
永远就是时间无断不断的延续叫做永远。
We say it's a continuation of time for always.
The unceasing extension of time, is that eternity? 是吗？
Is that eternity?
不是的。
No.
如果那个叫做永远的话，
If that is eternity,
那么那个是被造的永恒。
It is eternity after creation.
不是神的永恒。
Not the eternity of God.
我要很清楚地解释这件事情。
I want to explain this clearly.
Eternity is not merely the extension of time.
永恒不单只是时间的延续。
如果时间的延续可以变成永恒的话，
If the continuation of time is eternity,
那么时间是有限的。
And time is limited.
再延续，
when you continue
再延续，
and go on,
所被延续的一段都是有限的。
Every period of continuation is limited.
有限的加有限的加有限的加有限的加有限的加有限，讲到你嘴巴歪还是有限。
And no matter how many times you add limit, it is still limited.
所以永恒如果是这么简单的话，
if eternity is so simple, then
就不是圣经的意思。
It is not what the Bible says.
有一次 Billy Graham 讲道的时候呢，
once Billy Graham was preaching,
他要讲到永远的意思。
When he wanted to explain eternity,
他怕人家不明白他讲的。
He was afraid that people would not understand.
所以他就走到那边，再走回那边，再走回那边，永永远远，永永远远，一直走来走去。
And he kept walking to and fro the stage.
是的，那个救就是这个救，救的不得了，救救救救救救救救，永远不停止，叫做永远。
To give people the idea that it is continuation forever.
我相信他费了苦心，用了实际的行动要解释这个重要的名词。
He wants to explain this using his action.
但我认为这还不是永远。
But I think this is insufficient.
神的永远如果是这种延续性的东西的话，
If the eternity of God is but a continuation of time,
那叫做有限的永恒，不是无限的永恒。
It is a limited eternity.
这样神的永远跟我们的永远有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between the eternity of God and that of men?
一样。
Firstly,
我们的永远是被造的永远。
Our eternity is a created eternity.
神的永远是非受造的永远。
But the eternity of God is not in the sphere of creation.
这是第一点。
The first point.
因为神是创造者。
Because he is the creator.
神不是被造者。
He is not the creature.
神是一些被造之物，被造生命的源头。
He is the source of the creature.
神是至存永存，不需要另外一个源头，他本身就是永源头。
He is self-existing. He does not need another source.
所以神的永远与我们的永远是不一样的。
The eternity of God then is different from ours.
我们的永远是被造的永远。
Our eternity is a result of creation.
神的永远是非受造的永远。
But the eternity of God is not part of creation.
第二样。
Secondly,
我们的永恒是有开端没有结束的永恒。
Our eternity has a beginning but no end.
神创造我们以后，
after God created us,
就把永远放在我们的里面了。
He gave us eternity in our hearts.
这个永远放在我们里面以后，
after the eternity has been placed within us,
我们的存在就没有结束了。
Our existence does not end.
但我们的存在虽然没有结束，
although it does not have an ending,
我们的存在是有一个开端的。
Our existence has a beginning.
所以我们有了一个有开端而没有结束的一个永恒。
Therefore, eternity has a beginning but no end.
但是神不是如此,
but this is not the case.
神的永恒是没有开端,
the eternity of God has no beginning and no end.
这样神的永恒与人被造的永恒是不一样。
And so his eternity is different from the created eternity of man.
什么事情上不一样呢?
What differences are there?
不是在层次和限度上的不一样。
It is not a difference in terms of order or degree.
不是在分量大小长短的不一样。
Or quantitative differences.
还是在本质超越性的不一样。
It is in qualitative transcendent difference.
神就是神。
God is God.
只有神本身才是神。
He is the only God.
神所造的一切不是神的都不能与神相比。
Everything that he has created cannot be compared with him.
神的永恒是绝对完美的永恒。
The eternity of God is absolute and absolutely perfect.
所以当基督把自己这个永远的灵无瑕无疵献给上帝的时候，
When Christ gave of himself to the eternal spirit unblemished,
他就成就了永恒的祭所有的永恒的祭功。
He accomplishes the effect of the eternal offering.
这样基督的永恒的这个工作，永恒的这个祭物，永恒的这个献祭赎罪的功能，不但对以后要来的产生果效。
In this manner, the effect of the offering of Christ not only has effect for those after him,
耶稣基督是永远的救赎的功，也对以前的产生果效。
The effect of his eternal salvation has effect for those before him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样明白14节，你才能真正明白第15节。
If you understand 14, you will understand verse 15.
因为他就是永远的灵把自己献上。
Because he gave of himself through the eternal spirit.
做了新约的中保。
And become the mediator of the new covenant.
救赎人在前约的时候所犯的罪。
And is able to save those who commit sins in the earlier covenant.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯拉罕的罪在哪里得到赦免呢？
Who will forgive the sin of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的罪在耶稣的宝血里面得到赦免。
He was forgiven within the blood of Jesus.
摩西的罪在哪里得到赦免？
What about the sins of Moses?
摩西的罪在耶稣的宝血里得到赦免。
He was forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ.
照样，约书亚、但以理、以赛亚、耶利米，所有旧约的人的罪，在耶稣的宝血里面得到赦免。
It's the same for all the other prophets and people in the Old Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
基督的宝血，
the blood of Christ,
以后要来的，
for those who come after him,
以后以前曾经犯的，
and those before him,
都产生了永恒性赦罪的功效。
Has eternal effect and forgiveness for all.
为这个缘故,
because of this,
我们新约的人对基督赦罪的恩典，恩典的信心是向后看，把我们跟他连在一起。
The faith for those of us living in the New Testament looks backwards towards the salvation of Christ.
旧约的人，他们的赦罪的信心与基督的恩典的关系是向前看，使他们产生连贯。
But conversely, for the Old Testament, they look forward in faith towards salvation.
旧约的人向前看，仰望将要来的耶稣赎他们的罪。
The people in the Old Testament look forward, looking for the Messiah to come to save them.
新约的人向后看，看见曾经来的耶稣为他们赎了罪。
But those in the New Testament look backwards towards the Jesus that had come.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的赦罪的恩典，同亚伯拉罕的赦罪的恩典，同样是基督在十字架上为我们流血所成全的救赎的恩典。
The grace of salvation is the same for Abraham and for us with the blood of Jesus on the cross.
第十五节的意思。
This is what verse 15 means.
我们现在读第十五节，一直读到第十六节。
Let's read 15 and 16.
大家一同来读。为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪，便叫蒙召的人得着所应许永远的产业。第十六节，凡有一命的， 必须等到一命的人死掉，因为人死了，一命才有效力。若留一命的尚在，那一命还有用处吗？所以旧约也不是不用血立的。那么这接下来的两节的圣经有一个很大的奥秘在里面。
There is a great mystery within these few verses.
就是一命的 要把产业留下来的时候，
that is when you set a will for the inheritance.
他写了遗命的书，
You must write a will.
或者这里我们说的这个叫做什么呢？这个叫做死以前所写的这个叫做遗命的书，就是呢要把产业留下来的那个用的意思。
It is a covenant to give of your inheritance.
就有神要叫人得做什么呢？
In the Old Testament, what is it that God wants men to have?
新约神要叫人得做什么呢
？What about the New Testament?
这个你要了解，就好像用人死以前留遗书的这件事情的传统来去明白。
And we can understand this through the matter of the will.
那么呢，老人家留了遗书呢，他不死怎么办呢
？When an old person have a will and does not die,
你只能知道你要得到什么，却不知道什么时候可以得到这个什么。
You probably will know what you can inherit, but not when you can inherit it.
1972年我在槟城讲道的时候
，In 1972, when I was preaching in Penang,
有个人对我说，这一块地呢是在最贵的地段，是叫做帝王的地。
Someone told me this piece of land is the most expensive piece.
那我就从我住的旅馆看下去，就是那一块地，但里面住了好几个，好像很穷的人的样子。
I look from the hotel and it seems that there are a few very poor people living on that land.
那我说为什么帝王不把它卖掉，这个地这么值钱，那以后就变成大财主。
I say, why don't the property king just sell away a piece of land?
他们没有办法。
They say they cannot do anything about
it. 不能卖的。
They cannot sell it.
因为他的祖宗说要等130年才可以卖。
Because the ancestors say they can only sell it after 130 years.
现在还有差40-50年。
They are about 40-50 years more.
知道这块地现在很值钱，没有办法。
They know that the land is very expensive, but they cannot sell it. 遗书
的年限定了什么时候才可以卖。
The will set the date of sale.
所以现在没有办法卖掉。
And they cannot sell it.
那为这个缘故，他们说这是整个槟城最有钱的乞丐。
They say that this is the richest beggar in the whole of Penang.
他们就一直等，没有办法。
They kept waiting, no other choice.
没有养生的能力。
They don't have any way to earn a living.
住在很贵的地段，过着很穷的生活。
Although they are living in a very expensive area, they live a poor life.
许多人也是这样的。
This is a case for many people.
偷偷看到了父亲的遗书。
Some of the people look at the will of the father.
父亲越老越健康。
But the father seems to be healthier as they survive.
又看遗书，又看父亲。
On the one hand, you look at the will, and then you look at your father.
唯一的盼望，你为什么不快快死呢
？They hope for the father to die earlier.
你为什么不快快死呢
？Why are you not dead already?
我告诉你，如果你盼望一个人死，上帝一定给他越老越健康的。
If you look for someone to die, God will make the person healthier.
许多人盼望他的爸爸快快死。
Many people hope that their father will die soon.
许多人盼望他的丈夫快快死。
Or that their husband will die soon.
上帝好像跟他开玩笑一样的。
God is quite humorous.
就给他们越老越健康的。
And make these people healthier as years go by.
结果你气到最后他没有死，你先死。
In the end, you will die first.
就是照你所愿的成全在你身上就是了。
It is in accordance to your will for you.
我们不可以存坏心来对待人的。
We know not to have a heart of
fear. 常常祝福人。
We must bless.
我从前有一个老师。
I had a teacher once.
从我12岁就教我英文。
Who taught English to me when I was 12.
教我17岁。
Until I was 17.
我很佩服他。
I had great respect for him.
到我17岁那一年，听他讲一句话，从那一天开始，我不再尊重他。
But at 17, I heard him say something, and I lost all respect.
那个时候我17岁。
I was 17.
他已经62岁。
He was 62.
他说我母亲留下的钱多少，你知道吗
？He said, "Do you know how much money my mother left me?"
你不敢想象。
You cannot imagine.
但我到现在还做一个教书的人。
But today I'm still a teacher.
因为他一直不死。
Because she's not dead.
我已经等她死等了20年了。
I waited 20 odd years.
她现在80多岁了还不死。
She's in her 80s and she's still healthy.
我等她一死，我马上游历世界。
And once she died, I would tour the world.
我现在已经62岁了。
I'm already 62.
我看她越老越健康。
She seems to be healthier.
讲了这句话以后呢？
After this,
我从那一天不再尊重他。
I have no respect for him
anymore. 一个人可以盼望生他的母亲快快死。
How can a person look for the mother to die?
而且动机不过是快快拿遗产。
The motivation is just for the will.
心非常非常的邪恶。
This is a person with an evil heart.
那个时候开始，每次看他的脸，我就很讨厌。
Every time I see him, I feel with disgust.
因为一个人的美不在乎面目端正，四肢非常的周全。
Because our beauty is not merely physical in nature.
一个人美从内心的个性产生的超越我们外表的美丽出来的。
A beauty should come from the beauty within our heart.
好，就是我们通常所讲的话。
This is something we always say.
留遗命的人或做。
if a person who writes a will lives,
遗命就没有果效。
The will has no effect.
对，留遗命的人死了。
After the person died,
遗命才有果效。
The will will be executed.
那么神对我们的应许是什么呢？
What is the promise of God then?
神允许我们得着永生。
God promises eternity for us.
不但如此，
Not only this.
允许我们得永生的自己神是永远的神。
The God that has this will himself is eternal.
所以神是不能死的。
He cannot die.
那么就遗命出于一个不能遗、不能命、不能死的。
And this will come from someone who will not die.
那我怎么办呢？
What would I do then?
等上帝死了我才得到遗命嘛。
How can I wait for God to die first?
上帝是不能死的。
God will not die.
那到底这要表达什么呢？
What is the expression then?
其实神要我们在永恒中间与他一同享受他的恩典。
God wants us to share in His grace in eternity.
所以神是不能死的。
But God cannot die.
我们这些犯了罪应当死的人，
Those sinners, people like us who should die,
我们怎么得着赦罪呢？
How can we be forgiven
then? 我们怎么得着这个产业呢？
How can we have this inheritance?
这里说耶稣基督成了新约的中保。
Here it tells us Christ is the mediator of the new covenant.
他已经赎了旧约之人的罪。
And save those in the Old Testament.
然后呢，便叫蒙召的人得着所应许永远的产业。
And then he gave those who are called the promised eternal inheritance.
所以像基督的死使我们得着永远的产业。
The death of Christ gave us the eternal inheritance.
所以这句话不是说的等上帝死了我们才得到产业。
So this verse doesn't tell us to wait for God to die.
乃是有基督为我们的死，就把我们从这个不应当得恩典的地步，进到得着真正产业。永远产业的地步。
And because Christ died for us, we become a person who is undeserving of eternity, receiving the eternal inheritance.
这里所要讲的是什么呢？
What does this verse mean?
代死的事情。
It talks about substitution of death.
神就是基督的代死，使我们可以领受所应许的产业。
Through the death of Jesus Christ, we receive this eternal inheritance.
耶稣基督代替我们死。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣基督为我们死。
He died for our sins.
使这个遗命、这个产业产生果效。
Because of that, the will came into effect.
因为罪的功效已经不能再缠绕我们了。
The wages of sin can no longer bother us.
因为罪的权柄不能在我们身上发动了。
The authority of sin cannot have an effect on us.
神的生命的能力就可以在我们身上发动起来。
The power of the life of God can then be in our lives.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
接下去就提到这个词在旧约曾经有预表的。
And then it tells us that there is a representation in the Old Testament.
这个预表就是什么呢？
What is this representation?
就是借着动物的屎所流的血才设立的旧约。
It's represented by the blood of the death of animals.
现在我们大家来看第十七节。
Verse 17,
因为人死了，遗命才有果效。若是遗命留遗命的尚在，那遗命还有用处吗？第十八节一同读。所以前有也不是不用血立的。再读一次，第十八节。所以前有也不是不用血立的。或者另外一个翻译怎么翻译呢？
Another translation of verse 18,
就是前有未立的时候。不是没有用血的。
It means that when the first covenant was set, it was set with blood.
前约是用血立的。
It was set with blood.
旧新的约也是用血立的。
The new covenant as well.
无论新约无论旧约都没有例外。
There is no exception, will be the old or the new covenant.
死的问题来解决犯罪的人生的问题。
The question of death will solve the problem of sin.
这是严肃地告诉我们，犯罪不是单单在伦理上行为的自由的一个范围。
Solemnly, it tells us that sin is not just a matter in ethics and
freedom. 犯罪不是单单善恶的问题。
Or sin is just a simple question of good and evil.
犯罪所牵涉的是生死的问题。
But sin is in relationship with life and death.
这个是所有的宗教所没有看到的事情。
This is something that all other faith have not seen.
当然在圣经最初的几章就讲得很清楚了。
It is clearly stated in the first few chapters of Bible.
你犯罪的日子，你必定死。
You will die the day you sin.
因为罪是跟生死直接发生关系。
Because sin is related to life and death.
所以罪不是在善恶的层次内。
Sin is not just confined within good and evil.
也不能用善恶的层次去解决犯罪的事情。
And we cannot solve it just with ethics.
罪是这些牵涉的生死的问题。
Sin is directly related to death and life.
所以只有用生死的问题来解决罪的问题。
We need to use life and death to solve this problem.
我的生因罪进到死的地步。
My life will end because of sin.
这样赎罪的代替就是死，死代替我这个，使我不必死，可以生。
And so because of I want salvation, there must be a death.
这样就用旧约做记号。
The Old Testament marked this.
用旧约做象征。
The Old Testament become a representation.
旧约做一个预备。
The Old Testament become a preparation.
使我们懂得死，血流的血所设立的约，是要解决。
That we may know that the covenant to be set in blood will solve the problem.
那请你注意十五节跟这一节的关系。
Take note of verse 15.
十五节提到耶稣基督的血洗净了前有罪人所犯的罪。
Verse 15 says the blood of Christ can cleanse those in the Old Testament.
所以旧约的人罪的问题不是借着牛羊的生死问题来得到解决。
It means that in the Old Testament the problem is not solved through the blood of the cattle or goat.
在旧约里面的人犯的罪是借着基督的死所流的血的洗净才得到解决。
They are cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
但当时耶稣还没有来。
By that time Jesus was not there yet.
所以他们借着什么明白要来的基督为他流血代替他死洗净他们的罪呢？
How can they then understand that the Christ to come will be for them?
神就许可旧约先用牛羊的血来设立。
Because of that, God allowed the sacrifice of the cattle and goat.
所以这里是旧约不是不用血设立。
The verse therefore tells us that it was not without blood.
旧约是用血设立的。
The first covenant was set with blood.
所以犹太人看到这个血。 他的信心要看到有一天基督为他们死所流的宝血。
When the Jews see this blood in their faith, they will see forward to Jesus Christ bleeding for them.
这也许是希伯来书写作的真正的目的。
This is what the author of Hebrew meant.
希伯来人啊,
Hebrews.
犹太人啊,
Jews.
你们所看的就是那尸体吗?
Is this just what you see, an object?
Is it what you see, the eternal reality? 是那个永远的尸体吗?
It is not the object of reality.
You're only deceived by the symbol and never penetrate into the eternal reality.
你只是被这个现象来蒙蔽，没有看到永远的真实。
So now open your eyes.
现在开你的眼睛。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
What is in Old Testament is only a shadow.
这个旧约只是一个预表。
It's only a symbol.
只是一个标志。
Not the reality.
不是真实体.
The reality is a Christ who come to the world.
实体就是基督来到世界上.
Unblameable Lamb of God.
这是上帝毫无瑕疵的羔羊.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
所以这里就写旧约不是不用血所设立的.
That is why it says the first covenant is not set without blood.
那么旧约到底设立的时候是怎么样的呢?
How was the covenant then set?
所以呢，希伯来书的作者再一次引证旧约的时候立约的情形，摩西。 做了什么事情?
The author of Hebrew then affirmed what Moses did.
所以我们大家看第十九节,
Verse 19.
因为摩西当日照着律法, 把各样的诫命传给众百姓。
When Moses had proclaimed every commandment of the law to all the people,
就拿朱红色绒和牛气草, 把牛犊三样的血和水撒在书上, 又撒在众百姓的身上。
He took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll at all the people.
好，现在大家看这里，这里是一桶的血。
There is a pool of blood.
一桶的水。
A water.
摩西立约的时候，
When Moses set the covenant,
律法书放在以色列面前。
He placed the law in front of the Israelites. The blood was before them. The people were before him. Now he's going to set the Old Testament. What is the covenant set with? It is set with blood. Blood and water.
血跟水 有几处的圣经两样同时出现。
There are many Bible passages that talk about blood and water together.
设立旧约的时候，
When the Old Testament was set,
血有份，
Blood is a part of it.
水有份，
Water is a part of it.
当耶稣童贞于把它生出来的时候，
When Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary,
他是借着血跟水出来的。
He came out with blood and water.
当耶稣基督死的时候,
when he died,
这个枪从他的这个肋旁刺进去的时候,
and the spear was pierced into his side,
是血跟水一同流出来的,
blood and water came out.
所以用血跟水做见证,
blood and water are the witnesses.
用血跟水立约,
it is set in the covenant.
这是旧约新约完全一致的事情,
consistent in the Old and the New Testament.
我相信你, 听完整本希伯来书的解经的时候,
after you finish listening to the entire Hebrews,
你对前后一贯贯彻始终前后一致的这个全本的圣经的了解是非常坚固的,
you will have a very strong understanding of the consistency in the Bible in the Old and the New Testament.
摩西拿了朱红色的绒,
Moses took the scarlet wool,
摩西拿了这个牛膝草,
and the branches of hyssop.
这两件事要做成什么呢?
What does he want to accomplish?
好像一个要漆刷灰的人所用的工具一样,
they are like tools for a painter.
他就把这个牛膝草粘在血里面,
he will put the hyssop into the blood,
他就把这个血撒在书的上面,
and sprinkle it on the law.
又同样的血再撒在众百姓的身上,
in the same manner he sprinkle it on the people.
这样神的百姓跟神的话,
the people of God and the word of God is therefore linked with blood.
上帝的百姓啊,
the people of God,
你是用血所洁净的百姓,
you are cleansed with blood.
上帝的百姓啊,
the people of God,
你遵守圣书上律法一切所讲的话语的百姓,
you are people that is to be obedient to the commandment in the
Spirit. 上帝的百姓,
the people of God,
上帝是用血把你跟他的话连在一起,
God set the covenant in the Old Testament with blood between you and the Word. The scroll of the law therefore is stained with the blood. And the people of the covenant has blood upon themselves. Only these people can see cleansing from blood. Only these people can see the authority of covenant through the blood. Only these people can see the faithfulness of God through blood. Because there's someone who died for you,
你才能活,
then you can live.
犯罪的是你,
you are the one who has sinned.
受死的是他,
but someone else died.
他代替你死,
and he substituted for you.
他为你流血,
he bled for you.
我用这个血来利用,
I will set this covenant with blood so that you are joined together with my word.
摩西把血撒在书上,
Moses put the blood on the
scroll,
and Moses sprinkled the blood on the people.
这样神就是以色列立约的上帝,
and that is why God is the God of covenant with the Israelites.
以色列人就是神立约的子民,
Israelites are the people of God's covenant.
这里又记在哪里呢?
Where was this recorded?
这是有 记在这圣书的上面,
this covenant is recorded in his word,
记在律法的诫命的里面,
the commandments of the law.
这个约的凭据是什么呢?
What is the guarantee of this law?
这个约的凭据就用血做立约的凭据,
it is marked by the blood.
这个约的牺牲是什么呢?
What is the sacrifice of this covenant?
无辜无罪无瑕无耻的羔羊为我们死,
it is the lamb that is sinless without any blemish.
你明白了吗?
Have you understood this?
这是整个旧约设立的这个大意义,
this is the purpose of the Old Testament.
所以这一节圣经这样讲,
this verse tells us,
就这样做了上帝与你们立约的凭据,
and so there is an effect.
好, 我们大家再来读第19节,
verse 19,
一同开声来读, 1, 2, 3, 因为摩西当日照着律法将各样诫命传给众百姓, 就拿朱红色绒和牛膝草，把牛犊山羊的血和水撒在树上，又撒在众百姓的身上，说：“这血就是上帝与你们立约的凭据。”这样，我们看第21节的时候，
Let me see verse 21.
他又把血撒在帐幕和各样的器皿的上面。 第22节你们读, 按着律法, 凡物差不多都是用血洁净, 若不流血, 就不能罪, 不能得罪。那请你注意, 在这里呢, 这个希伯来说词的作者引申出血跟洁净的意义的总和了。
The author of Hebrew then goes into summary about the relationship between cleansing and blood.
血不但作为立约的凭据
，The blood is not only a mark of the covenant.
血也却变成洁净的工具。
It is also a tool of cleansing.
从来没有一个百姓这样明白的。
There are no other people who understood it.
我们脏的时候，我们用水洗。
When we are dirty, we clean ourselves with water.
更脏的时候，我们用肥皂洗。
And probably with soap.
更脏的时候，我们用肥皂粉清洁剂洗。
Maybe with detergent.
还有一些更脏的地方，我们用这个电流来洗。
Maybe we use petroleum to clean ourselves.
有哪一个民族东西脏了用血来洗的呢？
There are no people that clean with blood.
你不是越洗越脏了吗？
Wouldn't it get worse?
可能血干了变成血锈一大堆，
And then you
血迹一大堆更脏了。
You have the blood stain.
但是圣经的意思就是这样。
But this is what the Bible says.
这是生死的问题。
This is a question of life and death.
单单行为的问题。
Not just all action.
生死的问题才能解决犯罪的问题。
The question of life and death can solve the problem of sin.
延伸出来的时候，
in extension,
不但在圣书上，
not only on the law,
不但在众百姓的身上，
not only upon the people,
把血同水洒上去。
The blood and water was sprinkled on them.
把帐幕用血来洒上去。
Even the tabernacle was sprinkled.
器皿用血来洒上去。
And everything within it.
所以如果你读旧约的会幕，
if you read the tabernacle of the Old Testament,
你觉得这个帐幕是很大很大的。
You will know that it's a big tent.
因为可能几千几万个以色列人在会幕里面要敬拜上帝。
Because thousands upon thousands of Israelites will worship God.
所以这个是很大的东西。
It is a huge thing.
他要把它全部用血洒。
But it has to be sprinkled with blood.
这个柱子，
the pillar is
这个绳子，
the rope,
这个橛子，
the pack,
要把它插在一个泥土里面，
that is on the
使这两边的距离保持帐幕的这个四围的东西可以平衡的。
To make sure the entire tabernacle is standing erect.
还有里面所有的器具，
all the utensils within it.
祭坛，
from the altar.
洗座盆。
To the atonement,
金灯台，
to the golden lampstand.
陈设品的桌子，
the table of the consecrated blood.
金香坛。
The incense,
香炉
the urn,
一直到约柜
until the covenant,
幔子
the ark,
等等的器皿
and the curtain,
凡物都要用血洁净
all of them have to be sprinkled with blood
或者每一件要侍奉敬拜上帝的东西
in other words, anything that is to be worshipped
都要用血去洒在上面
that is used for worship or to be cleansed
以色列会幕都充满血的一个会幕
Their tabernacle is therefore filled with blood.
以色列敬拜的器皿是充满血的器皿。
The utensils for worship is filled with blood.
这表示什么呢？
It means
在侍奉中间没有一件事是不需要先洁净才是。
It means that in worship, not a single thing can escape from cleansing first.
我们的侍奉也是如此。
It is the same for our worship.
我们用口侍奉上帝。
When we worship and minister in our mouth,
我们的嘴唇洁净。
Is our lips clean?
我们的眼献给上帝。
When we give our sight to God,
我们的眼睛洁净
our sight clean.
我们的脚走侍奉的道路
When we move and walk on the journey of ministry,
我们的脚洁净
our feet clean.
我们用我们的手侍奉上
When we serve God with our hands,
我们的手洁净
Do we have clean hands?
我们的思想，我们的心侍奉上
We use our thoughts and our heart to serve God.
心怀意念洁净
Do we have clean thoughts and hearts? 在
圣殿里面
In the temple,
几乎没有一件事不用血把它洁净。
Practically everything is cleansed with blood.
这是关系侍奉圣洁上帝的事情。
Because this is in relation to serving the living God.
所以旧约立约的上帝怎么讲呢？
The God of the Old Testament says,
以色列啊，
Israelites,
我是你的上帝。
I am your God.
因为我是圣洁的上帝。
Because I am holy.
所以你在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
So you must be holy in everything you do.
没有例外。
There is no exception.
没有一个人有特权。
No one will have special powers. It doesn't matter who you are.
你是我的子民。
You are my people.
你是我的百姓。
My people.
你是侍奉我的人。
You are the one who serves.
你是立位人。
You are the Levites.
你是祭司。
You are the priest.
你是大祭司。
The high priest.
无论你做君王的直到百姓。
From the king to the common man.
你是圣洁的国度。
You are a holy nation.
你是圣洁的百姓。
You are holy people.
你是用宝血买赎回来。
You have been purchased by the precious blood.
一切的事情上都成为圣洁。
In everything you must be holy.
你是侍奉我的百姓。
Because you are people that serves me.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
旧约的用血洁净一切的器皿。
In the Old Testament, the blood is used to cleanse all things.
预表了耶稣基督到世界上来要洗净我们一切的不义。
It represents Jesus Christ cleansing all our unrighteousness.
使我们在圣洁。公义中间，终身侍奉上帝。
That we may serve God in holiness and righteousness.
最后
，lastly，
我们看见在这里一句很重要的话。
There is a very important sentence here.
二十二节的最后一句话。
The last part of 22.
凡物差不多都是用血洁净，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
请问圣经有哪一节比这一句话讲得更简洁、更清楚？
Which other verse is clearer than this verse?
If there is not the blooding of shedding of the blood, there's no forgiving of sins.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。大家说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。赦罪唯一的办法就是流血。
The only way for forgiveness is the shedding of blood.
这是神所用的办法。
This is the method of God.
上帝是无所不能的神。
God is omnipotent.
对他来说，讲一句赦免吧，你的罪洁净了，是何等简单的事情。
It must be so easy for him to simply say you are forgiven.
他是完全没有可能，不能达到他要做的事情。
It is not possible for God not to do anything he wants.
但是神不这么做。
But that's not the will of God.
他一定要借着生死问题解决犯罪的问题。
He wants to use matters of life and death to solve the problem of sin.
他用流血的问题解决赦罪的问题。
He used the shedding of blood to forgive.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
当我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
我听见老牧师讲话。
When I listened to an older pastor.
我发现几句话我特别要把它记清楚。
I want to remember certain phrases.
除了基督之外，
other than Christ,
没有别的救主。
He said there's no other savior.
除了十字架之外，
other than the cross,
没有别的救法。
There's no other way.
除了宝血之外，
other than the blood,
没有别的救恩。
There's no other grace.
我们大家来讲好不好？除了基督之外，没有别的救主。除了十字架之外，没有别的救法。除了宝血之外，没有别的救恩，没有赦罪之恩。我听了，我注意了，我把它放在心里。现在年老了，我再传给你。
I have heard this when I was young. Now I'm preaching it to you.
这是基督教的中心。
This is the central theme of Christianity.
这是神利用的时候给我们的信仰的一个很大的基础。
This is the great foundation that God has given to us in His covenant.
除了基督之外
，other than Christ,
没有别的救主。
There is no other savior.
除了十字架之外
，other than the cross,
没有别的救法。
There is no other way.
除了宝血之外
，other than the blood,
没有赦罪之恩。
There is no other saving grace.
是不是神除此之外没有能力呢？
Does that mean that God is powerless?
是不是神除此之外没有办法？
Does that mean that God has no other methods?
是不是神不用这个办法，他就没有办法行事的？
Does that mean that God is restricted to all this?
不是。
No.
神是全能。
God is almighty.
但是他既然用了这个办法，
But he used this method.
也启示了这个办法，
He revealed this method.
我们只能局限我们自己的信仰在神所启示的范围。
And because of this, we have a faith in His revelation.
独特性。
This is unique.
独一性。
The only one.
就成了我们与所有宗教不同的地方。
It makes us stand apart from all other faiths.
基督是独一的救主。
Christ is the only Savior.
独一的羔羊。
The only Lamb.
就十字架是独一的救法。
The cross is the only saving method.
耶稣所流的宝血是独一赦罪之恩。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ is the only saving
grace. 这些圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
是牛的血吗？
Is it the blood of a cattle?
不是。
No.
是羊的血吗？
The blood of a goat.
不是。
No.
在第十章前面一段，你看见牛羊之间断然不能除罪。
The early part of chapter 10 will tell us this cannot save us.
耶稣基督的宝血。
It is the blood of Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是圣经一贯的教训。
This is a consistent teaching in the Bible.
旧约里面隐藏的这个绝对性。
The absolute is hidden in the Old Testament.
在新约就彰显了这个伟大的真理。
And manifested in truth in the New Testament.
在旧约里面给我们远远看见将要来的基督，他有赦罪的恩典。
In the Old Testament, they see forward to the Christ who can save us.
新约里面, 印证了, 我们成全了, 耶稣基督, 有名救赎的功效, 对钱, 最后所产生的效果。
And the New Testament affirmed that his salvation has effect for the Old and the New Testament.
上帝说, 除了我以外, 没有别的救赎。
God said, other than myself, there is no other Savior.
耶稣到地上来的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
他说的, 若不借着我, 没有人回到他去。
He said, no one will return to the Father if not by me.
彼得说, 除他以外, 没有别的拯救。
Apostle Peter says that apart from him, there is no salvation.
天下人间, 没有赐下便名, 我们可以靠着得救。
There are no name on heaven or on earth through which we can be saved.
保罗说, 只有一位上帝, 在上帝与人中间, 只有一位中保。
The Apostle Paul said there is only one God and one mediator between God and man.
独一性的,
this unique,
唯一的真理,
only truth,
唯一的救赎,
the only salvation,
唯一的中保,
the only mediator,
唯一的赦罪之恩,
the only saving
grace. 以及十字架上流出的宝血
It's Jesus Christ and the blood he shed on the cross.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
但是我们看见自由派的人不是如此
But we see the liberals do not believe in this.
新派的人不是这样想的
And a lot of people do not believe in this.
我不知道如果一个人离开了圣经所讲的道 到底所信的还有什么东西
I really do not know what we believe in if we depart away from the word of God.
就从19世纪中叶以后
Since the mid-19th century,
德国的 Tübingen School 产生一些新派的人,
the Tübingen School in Germany produces a lot of liberal theologians.
这些人不接受传统的约束,
these people are not restrained by traditions.
不接受圣经里面信仰的规条,
they do not accept the commandments of the Bible.
放弃了使徒信经给他们的限制,
they are away from the restriction of the Apostles' Creed.
他们承继了法国大革命, 人文主义里面的自由思想的这个方法,
and they have this freedom of thought from humanistic in, endeavors in the French
Revolution.
And they use their own method to interpret the Bible.
拒绝了耶稣是独一的救主,
and reject Jesus as the only Savior.
你问他说你是怎样信怎么得救的,
if you ask him, where does your salvation come from?
他说我是凭着我的行为得救的,
he says, I'm saved through my acts.
耶稣基督为你死的价值在哪里?
But what is the value of the death of Christ?
他说没有人可以为别人死,
they will say no one can die for another person.
基督是死里复活的救主吗?
Is Jesus the resurrected Christ?
基督是完人之范, 不是我的救主。
They will say that Jesus is an example of a good person.
这是新派的人,
those liberals,
他们放弃了基督的主性,
they abandoned the lordship of Jesus Christ.
他们只接受基督的德性,
they only accept the good example of Christ.
耶稣基督死是有大的功效吗?
Is the effect of Christ's death effective?
他们说是的,
they say, well, there's effect.
基督的死的功效是什么呢?
But what then is the effect?
是不是在宝血洗净你的心呢?
Is the blood cleansing for you?
他说不是的,
they will say no.
基督的死就表示爱的自我牺牲成为万世万代的人最好的模范。
They will say that the death of Christ represents the best example of love for man.
这种自由派的人就侵蚀了教会的信仰。
This liberal thinking is permeates into the church.
20世纪的许多人就慢慢离开了教会。
In the 20th century, many people left the church.
因为没有这个信仰, 教会就完全空洞了。
Without this central faith, the church is empty.
那个时候呢, 他们被称为是liberal自由派的。
They are called the liberals.
但是教皇在20世纪初期的时候, 给他们批评的话语, 叫他们不是自由派, 叫做摩登派。
The Pope, however, described them as the modernists.
所以呢，我们所说的 liberal 跟天主教所说的 modernist 原来是指同一派的人。
But the word liberal and the modernist refers to exactly the same group.
福音派的人称他们叫做自由派的神学家。
The evangelicals would refer them as liberal theologians.
天主教的人称他们叫做摩登派的神学家。
Roman Catholics refer them to as the modernists.
他们不信基督的主性。
They do not believe in the lordship of Jesus Christ.
不信基督的救赎性。
Or the saving grace of Christ.
但到了梵蒂冈第二次大公会议以后,
but by the time we reach Vatican II,
我们发现天主教自己已经失去了应该有的本质了。
We find the Roman Catholics losing the essence in, the first, in themselves.
变这已有的天主教,
the Roman Catholic that has changed,
他们用另外一个方法来描写耶稣基督。
They use other methods to describe Jesus Christ.
他们说什么呢?
What do they say?
人不是单单靠着耶稣的宝血而得救。
That we are not saved by the precious blood of Christ alone.
别的宗教里面也有人不借助耶稣基督，他们也可以得救。
In other faith, they can also be saved not through the saving Jesus Christ.
所以他们就收了多元主义的信仰。
And so they have a polycystic faith.
他不再相信基督是对的救主。
They do not believe Jesus as the unique Savior anymore.
那么他还信基督吗?
Do they still believe in Christ?
信,
yes, they do.
信基督是救主吗?
Do they believe him as Savior? Yes.
信耶稣会得救吗?
Do they believe salvation to Christ? Yes.
但是回教徒也可以不信耶稣得救。
But they believe that the Muslim can be saved without Christ as well.
不教徒也可以不认识耶稣而得救。
All same for the Buddhists.
因为信上帝。 不是单单借助基督才可以得救的。
Because the belief in God is not only through Christ.
这个信仰就从第二次梵蒂冈罗马天主教二十世纪最重要的会议的文献里面你可以看到。
You can see this in the recording of Vatican II.
我们就被生在这样的时代里面。
We are in this generation.
人的信仰变质了。
Where our faith has changed.
教会离开上帝的话语。
And the church has left the word of God.
忘记了神界的宝血所立的约。
And we have forgotten the covenant set by blood.
在这样的时代里面,
in this generation,
我们做见证,
we are the witnesses.
在这样的时代里面,
in this generation,
我们大声祈福,
we are calling in the
wilderness.
What are we calling?
除了基督以外,
that other than Jesus Christ,
没有别的救主,
there is no other Savior.
除了十架以外,
other than the cross,
没有别的救法,
there is no other saving way.
除了耶稣的宝血之外,
other than precious blood of Christ,
没有别的赦罪之外,
there is no other saving grace.
若不流血, 罪就 不得赦免,
without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
我有时候恐惧战惊,
sometimes I'm frightened.
我不知道这些半经历教的教皇以后怎么样面对上帝。
I'm not sure how these founders of all these important faith face God.
我不知道这些主教、这些天主教的神父承受梵蒂冈第二次会议的文献而离开圣经的真理。
I do not know how these bishops and priests, when they depart away from the word of God, how they will be judged by God.
我也不知道今天基督教的领袖，那些明目张胆离开圣经原则的领袖，要怎样面对上帝的审判。
I also do not know how Christian leaders who have departed from the word of God will face the judgment of God.
无论你的教会多大多热闹,
it doesn't matter how prosperous and big your church is.
离开上帝的道的时候,
if you depart away from the word of God,
闲杂人聚居的地方,
you will become a place for the common people.
那是不信的人装腔作势，用敬拜的意思来偏离正道的地方。
And non-believers will use different aspects of worship to lead us away from God.
今天晚上,
this evening,
我再说,
let me say this again.
圣经说, 若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
牛的血吗?
Is it the blood of a cattle?
不是,
no.
羊的血吗?
The blood of a goat?
不是,
no.
耶稣基督血,
it is the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们重新肯定,
let us affirm again,
重新宣布,
and once proclaim again,
除了基督以外,
other than Christ,
没有救主,
there is no other Savior.
除了十架之外,
other than cross, there is no other way.
除了耶稣的宝血之外, 没有赦罪之外,
other than His blood, there is no saving grace.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福给我们,
may the Lord bless us all.
今天晚上我们就讲到这里,
this evening we will stop here.
下个礼拜,
next week,
我们要讲到9章23节, 到9章最后一节28节,
we will go from verse 23 to the last verse of chapter 9.
接触第九章的解经的问题,
and we will end chapter 9.
我盼望我也相信这样一步一步的讲解会把我们的信仰进到知与信结合很完美的地步。
I believe that through our various sessions we will enter into our understanding and our faith together.
我们大家低头祷告,
let us pray together.